Lord Baden-Powell established the Scout movement back in 1907 and is still going strong. But things have naturally evolved. To find out about scouting today, I went to meet the District Scout Commissioner for Lowestoft, Mr. Mel Buck. We talked in his place of work, the Lowestoft North Fire Station. Like most fire stations, it is close to the main road for a speedy exit and can be heard in the background. I'm here today with Mel Buck at Lowestoft North Fire Station. Now, we're not talking about fires today. He's the District Commissioner for Lowestoft for the Scouts. So can I just ask you, what made you want to work with the Scouts?
Yeah, so over 20-odd years ago now, my son was young and he went to join the Scouts and or join the Beavers, as it was then, at 6 years old, and they were short of leaders. And I've always fancied sort of volunteering for something, so I put myself forward just to sort of help as a parent, really, and volunteer and do an hour a week. And it's grown and grown and grown. I've now done, well, my son is now 28, so I've been doing it ever since. And I've gone up through various roles in scouting. I was an assistant scout leader. Then I was a group scout leader looking after the whole group. Then I did some little bits with the district. Then I was a deputy district commissioner. And for the last 9 years, I've been the district commissioner for Lowestoft Scouts.
So you've been working with the Scouts for a long time?
About 22 years now, yeah, volunteering. So, yeah.
Yes.
Side of it. Okay, so we have various roles in scouting, all volunteers, right from, I don't like to say from the bottom to the top, but we have different training needs and stuff. So we have occasional helpers, which are parents mainly, or people who just want to help occasionally, as it says in the thing, and we just DBS check those parents, which is a disclosure check to make sure they're safe to work with young people.
Is that easy to get?
It's easy to get, yeah. We sort it all out through Scout and we do all the paperwork.
What does letters say, do you know?
So it's disclosure barring service. So it's to check that anyone, to make sure people are safe to work with young people. So we do checks with the police and the local authority, and also the Scouting Association do a check at their headquarters. So we try and make it as safe as possible we can for our young people and leaders as well who they work with.
Yeah.
So from an occasional helper, we can then also be a section assistant, which is non-uniformed. And they can help out with all the leaders and they help support those. Mm-hmm. Then next we have usually assistant leaders and they work alongside the leaders who lead each group from Beavers, Cubs to Scouts, Explorers, which are the older ones, and they sort of run each section. We then have a group scout leader who is in charge of the group and they look after the actual admin and the day-to-day running. And then we also have committees and stuff because everyone loves a good committee, don't they? So no. And then we have structures. So I have a massive supporting team under myself. So I sit as the district commissioner for Lowestoft. And then I have two deputy district commissioners. And we also have assistant district commissioners who look after Beavers, Cubs and Scouts in that. We also have a chair who and treasurers who look after the funding for us. And then above me, I report direct to the county commissioner, who is for the whole of Suffolk.
And how is that selected?
I'd like to say it was selected. I'd like to say I was selected. So all of the things are put out there. We actively recruit right from the bottom all the way up. When it gets to a commissioner role, so it's district commissioner and county commissioners, they put out search parties and then you go for the role and then you're selected for an interview process. So even though it's volunteers, it's a lot. And it's a great belief that even though you're volunteering, you're given a lot back. So you need to make sure it's the right people in the right roles.
Can you tell me anything about the history of Scouts?
Well, scouting goes right back to Baden-Powell for the during the war when he set up a group of young people who supported, and they went out scouting, as in scouting for to support the troops. He is our founder, and I can't remember the year, but we have celebrated many sort of things. So he built it up from there, and then Scouting has built up. It was mainly for, it was all originally for boys, and it was called Scouting for Boys, and Baden Powell built that up to the amazing organisation it is now. However, 15 years ago, we introduced girls into scouting, which is very different to guiding, because they still are girl orientated, and some of our groups are now 50-50 girls, so 50 girls, 50% girls, 50% boys, and it's not really changed what the fundamentals of scouting are. So it's quite
sounds
good. It is good. It's very good.
Yeah, I always did wonder how the scouts get grouped.
Okay, so in Lowestoft itself, I have seven groups. So seven group scout leaders look after seven groups on my behalf, effectively. And it's really usually in the areas that they are. So because of moves and boundary moves, for instance, 2nd Carlton Colville is in Patefield, which makes it complicated. Patefield are in Patefield, but yeah, usually it's in the village. So Blunderston, because we go as far as Blunderston, are in the village of Blunderston. The parish councils like to have the names, and there's a little bit of councillors support that. So it's happened over time that the groups are grouped in that way. Some are specialised, so we have groups, or one group which is Royal Navy recognised. So they do a lot of things via the Navy, and they're supported, not really financially, but certainly supported for cheap courses and support. And another one is RAF recognised. So that is, however, that's still in, it's still called 1st Carlton Colville, but it's RAF recognised. So they wear a different uniform. They wear either a naval uniform or an air uniform, and everybody else wears land, what we call landscape uniforms.
So does that lead on to anything else?
It can lead on. It can lead stuff as in they can go away with the Royal Navy, they can go away with the RAF. Certainly the RAF recognised one has had a few people who have joined and then become pilots, which is really good because they then come back. One of the leaders had his own plane, and they go flying, takes the scouts flying from Seething Airfield, so that's really good, and that's sort of beneficial. The Royal Navy side, they've got a boathouse down at Alton Broad, and they go on and they do lots of sort of boat stuff, so canoeing to rowing to pulling boats and do that stuff, yeah. Yeah, and you'll find that the groups then specialise in that, but some people just like to do the land stuff. It doesn't mean the land scouts can't do the flying and the boats, but the others are more probably in the way they parade and what they do is orientate around that service, that particular service.
Yeah. What are the activities, how do they pan out? Are you free to decide what people ought to do?
Yeah, so scouting is very youth-orientated and youth-led. We're very much into youth-led. So we encourage the young people to talk about what they want to do and how they do their own programmes. So even the beavers who are 6 years old, we ask them what they like to do. As you can imagine, with six-year-olds, they come out with all crazy stuff. So we try and dissect that and turn that into that. So there is challenges. There's badges and awards that scouts can earn, right through from a beaver award. A beaver can earn a bronze award. A cub can earn a silver award, and then a scout, a gold award, and that can go right up to the Queen's Scout Award. So we have a program, and if the program is set right, that should give everyone the opportunity to go for those awards. Obviously, as they get older, the challenges get a lot harder. So the Queen's Scout Award, effectively, just to even start that, you have to do the gold Duke of Edinburgh Award. So that's a massive achievement before you even thought about that one. So that's how it's sort of set out, but we also have lots of fun with it. So if they just want to sit there and cook a sausage over a campfire, that's as much fun as it is to hike up Snowdon and enjoy themselves that way. So we do look at it, but a lot of it is youth-led, as in they tell us young people will vote with their feet, really. So if they don't enjoy it, they don't come. But actually, we're growing and growing, so we're doing something right. But
how many people are you looking after?
So we're currently on about 500 young people in Lowestoft, which is the biggest youth organisation in the town. We have about 220 leaders in all of that, and then we have all sorts of other people who do stuff in the background. So, but yeah, it's a big chunk of young people.
Is camping one of the best things?
For some of them, yes. Some of them love it. So we had some Cubs camping this weekend out at Heronfleet. We're very fortunate to be supported by Lord Summerleighton, and we have a fantastic site down onto Fritton Lake out at Heronfleet. We can get hundreds of people out there if we need to, but we encourage them to camp. So how we normally do it is the beavers, they're between 6 and 8 years old. They will do like one night's camp. And when they get to cubs, they'll sort of do 2 nights, maybe 3. And then the scouts then do weeks. And then they push that. They're now looking at the World Jamboree out in South Korea. So a few will have the opportunity to go out there. But as in the actual camping, yeah, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's most people will have a go. But we're fortunate enough, we're close enough that if we have a young person who's a little bit upset and we can't settle them down, then we can ring the parents and they can come and get them in the middle of the night. As happened on Saturday night, so I know that. But yeah, so yeah, it's very good, but we do it in stages to sort of build them up rather than just sort of terrify them. Yeah. So the beavers as well. Sorry, the beavers can also camp indoors. So we do put tents up inside buildings and they just sleep in a tent and get that experience. So that's quite interesting for them as well.
Have they got a different uniform, beavers?
Yeah, so beavers wear a light blue sort of sweatshirt and activity trousers. As you can imagine, at that age, they do lots of activity things. So there's lots of glues and sticky things. So that's quite a basic uniform. But we all wear a necker. Some people call it a scarf. Some people call it a necker. I'll call it a necker. And that each necker identifies which group they're in. So I can tell each group by what colour necker they're wearing. And then the cubs have a green jumper, a very perhaps traditional of what it's been for many years. It was probably a little bit more. It's changed as it goes and developed. And then the scouts, they wear a green shirt or the Royal Navy ones still wear the thick, heavy jumpers and the sea cadet hats, so a round sort of sailor's hat.
Mm-hmm. And have they got names for groups?
Yep, so they're all named usually by the name of where they are. So like 1st Alton Broad is in Alton Broad, 14th Lowestoft. Ironically, there isn't 14 groups in Lowestoft, but 14th Lowestoft is up in North Lowestoft. The most easterly group in the UK because it's right up on the high street.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all have names from where they've been or what they've inherited.
Mm.
But the biggest identification room is they all have their individual neckers.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they're a beaver right up to a scout, they wear the same necker and the leaders do. So it's easy identifiable. Yeah. If we've got a load of them in the woods, we know which group they're from.
Chief Scout.
Yeah, okay. So the Chief Scout currently is Bear Grylls. We're very fortunate. 8 years ago, I put a bid in for Bear Grylls to come and see us.
Mm-hmm.
And he flew in to Fritton Lake, and we had him there for a couple of hours. Absolute chaos. I had 650 youngsters out there, and he caused absolute chaos of excitement, but it was fantastic. He is a good figure for scouting. And as much as he is the Chief Scout, and yes, in fact, he's now the International Chief Scout, he's not the one who does all the work in the background. So we have other people who do. So we have executives and stuff who do all the work. However, he is our figurehead, and most of our young people know who he is, which is good. So it used to be someone who people didn't really know. But the Chief Scout lately has always been sort of celebrities. So Peter Duncan, for those who can remember him from Blue Peter, none of them would know who that is now, but they certainly know who Bear Grylls is. So, yeah, that's who currently is our Chief Scout.
I was going to ask you whether an ex-scout who's gone on to greater things, but I suppose there's a lot of people you might say about them.
They're all amazing people, to be honest, and they all do go into amazing things. And I've been involved now long enough where I do see them happen and also see their own children coming back, which is makes you feel old at times, but it's really good. But yeah, we've had them go off and do. I've already mentioned we've got some who are part pilots in the RAF. We have some who go onto cruise ships and become captains on there. And what's really nice is they'll come back and they'll come and talk to our groups. I personally, as a leader, I've used that from my experience in the fire service, and that's helped me get promotions and move on with things that I've done. So it builds your confidence in that. But, yeah, there is so many of our young scouts who have moved up, and whether whether they were the quietest of little scouts and cubs, and then you see them, you know, marching around in the army or whatever they do, and join the forces, and and just being actually fantastic parents for their own young people, and a person that you would look up to and speak to in the street, which I think is quite respectful, really.
It sounds very worthwhile.
Wow. It's definitely worthwhile. I've enjoyed it the whole. I wouldn't have been doing it all these years if I didn't enjoy it. My wife also does it as well, so we don't see each other very often because she was camping the weekend and I was at home with the dogs. But it's very worthwhile. It's certainly something I would encourage anyone who have got, we say, 2 hours a week, and some people say it's 2 hours off a week. But it really is, scouting is what you want to give it. If you want to give it a few, you know, just to speak to some young people and say what people do, and they listen, and they're a fantastic bunch. So it's very worthwhile. There's not, in my role, there are days when it can be testing. But isn't anything in life, and that's all part of life skills anyway. But one of our leaders is a driving instructor, and just seeing, she's probably taken half the scouts to take their tests, so she pushes those on as well. And there's just all sorts of there's so many different jobs out there, and you meet so many people, which is why it's impossible for me to go shopping in Tesco's, because everyone knows me and young people speak to me. But yeah, it's very worthwhile, and it's something I'm extremely proud to be part of. Yeah,
that's great. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Thank you.
I was talking to Mr. Mel Buck, who is a District Scout Commissioner for Lowestoft.